this is Passport to Texas. An artificial reef is marine habitat created by man and placed on the ocean bottom for the benefit of marine life.
Fish-like structure, and just about anything you put overboard will attract fish.
Paul Hammerschmidt with Coastal Fisheries says a program called public or nearshore reefing allows the public to deposit reef materials into the Gulf.
We're going to allow the general public to reef material within state territorial waters, and that will expand the number of artificial reefs that we have out in the Gulf of Mexico off of Texas.
Now, you shouldn't think of this as an invitation to dump your garage sale rejects into the Gulf.
We have certain criteria for the material. It has to be stable, it can't fall apart, it can't wash up on the beach, it can't float, all of those things, which is just exactly what we comply with when we do our own reefing.
More reefs in the Gulf of Mexico will mean better fishing for coastal anglers.
Our charge is to increase fishing opportunities, and this is a really good way to do it.
You can find details about nearshore reefing on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing and boating in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.